You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar. So we got a couple of great guests on our show today. You're going to love to hear what's going on out and about. First, we have Dana Williams and Jocelyn Crawford, and they are with an event called Scandalous. And that is Scandalous.
L-E-S-S. Yes, Scandalous. And also we have Matt Diamond. He is one of the organizers for the Malibu Guitar Festival that's happening this coming week. And it's a great event that's taking care of three different charities that they're involved in. So we'll definitely hear from Matt. So before we get into any of that, let's talk about what we did this week.
Yes, we actually ran into a young lady at the Ascent Expo, and she has a television show called Let It Shine.
Yes, Isabel Rola.
Yes. So yesterday we went and filmed at the Time Warner Studios, and we did a half hour interview with Isabel talking about the radio station and all the positive things that we've been able to accomplish through the station. And also we were able to perform a few songs out of the St. Tone repertoire of some positive music on her show. And so really beautiful, spirited woman doing some really great stuff. She's one of the only bilingual shows out there.
Right. And she's had this since 2009. And what's really cool about her is that she's right in alignment with what we're doing. She just has it on a TV station.
Very giving. Very giving.
Yeah. And she had an artist on prior to us who was an amazing artist.
We're going to surprise them and bring him on our show. You guys are going to freak out over what this guy does with carvings. Amazing.
Yeah. Some really great stuff.
Don't spoil it. We'll tell him more about him after.
So let's talk about real quickly what we have coming up this coming weekend.
Yeah, Saturday night we are doing, actually it's Saturday afternoon, we're doing a Mother's Day pre-party with the Scandalous group, meaning less scandal.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking to the two women that organized that today.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to them today. We're going to go and cheer them on Saturday and do some interviews with the guests of honor. And so you'll get to hear what those ladies are doing.
And Saturday night, we're going to be with Scott Barton. You might remember Scott. Scott was someone that we brought on the show a while back.
Yeah.
And he has an event going on Saturday night that we're attending.
It's called Stage, S-T-A-G-E. It's in Hollywood. I believe there still are a few tickets available. It is a show that has a bunch of stars. It's an all-star musical, if you will. And it benefits the AIDS Foundation. They've been doing this, I want to say, like 30 years. It's been a long time running thing.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very well received, and we absolutely look forward to that event as well. You can find how to get to any of these events on our website, on our events page. If there's anything you want to attend this weekend, that's the place to look and see what's going on in your area.
And one last thing, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Why, thank you.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to you, Janie. Happy Mother's Day to my mom.
And mine too, and yours too, everybody.
Make sure to call your mom today, wherever she might be, because she wants to hear from you.
What should they call her?
Call her mom.
Oh, that's good.
Call her mom and ask her where your things are. Ma, did you see my shoes?
Mom, did you turn my room into a sewing room?
Exactly. Hey, it's that time again for our quote of the week. This week, it comes from Socrates. Take it away, Janie.
Socrates? Geez, that's a name from the past. Guess what he had to say that totally fits in with our daily life today?
I can't wait.
The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new.
The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new.
Makes complete sense to me.
You know, what I get from that is a lot of times we try to change the past, and the past is what it is. And so using all this energy to try to fight the old, use that energy for your future. You know, what can you do today to make a difference for tomorrow, as opposed to trying to fix what happened years ago or yesterday? What's done is done.
and move on.
Move on from this point forward. You know, Socrates had it right. He's like, take that energy that you're using to change the past and try to fight it and build something new.
Work on the future.
Yeah. So
pretty brilliant guy back in the day.
Yeah. And it really does apply today. So if there's something that you're dealing with out there that might be haunting you from the past, there's only so much you can do about it. And it might be time to let it go. And maybe this message is for you to let that go at this moment and focus on what you can do today and what you can do to make it better tomorrow. Because all of your choices that you make today will affect you tomorrow and the next day.
You know, so. And I want to say that energy is such a big part of everyone's existence. I was having a conversation with a young man recently, and we were talking about he was so angry about a certain instance that happened. And I said to him, if you focus all that angry energy into positive energy, imagine what you can create with that. And that's exactly what this is saying. When you burn energy on useless things that aren't going to, you know, do anything for you, it's already done. It's been, it's behind you, it's in the past. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it in the past.
Yeah.
Take that energy and imagine what you can swirl around into new life with that same angst that you're currently putting on something else.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think we're not saying don't vent. You know, there's a difference between holding it in and letting it go. Let it go. And the whole point of letting it go
is letting it go.
Is letting it go. You know, if you have to scream, cry, shout, whatever you need to do, get rid of it, but then move on.
Walk on.
Walk
yeah.
on. But if you keep bringing it back and bringing it back, it's like an old record that you just keep playing. And, you know, a good thought or a good idea that you can use is if this is a record that keeps playing in your head, keep taking that record and scratch it. Skip it. Yep, scratch it up. Make it so it can't be as clear as it used to be. And just finally just let it go. Dissolve it. You can do that with anything that's ever happened to you because that is your old past and it's not your new beginning.
Rewrite your story.
Amen.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Blast the stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance, go check out usaluxurydirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Grab something nice for your mom.
Hey, there's an idea.
You know, talking about moms and mothers, we're going to play a song right now. This is a song I wrote called Lullaby, and the approach is that let me, or when I say me, it's the music, soothe your soul, and let me sing you a lullaby. I think music has a tremendous power to help heal and just help uplift people in any mood, and it goes across any borders. It's universal. This is Lullaby by Saint Tone.
When things are going wrong, within the music and melody. You can simply close your eyes, let your body drift into this paradise.
Once again, that was Lullaby by Saint Tone. If you want to hear more positive music, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So, Stephen Colbert, ever heard of him?
Yes, the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. He's the host.
Well, he did something extremely cool that I think is worth noting. He went on a crowdfunding website that is specifically put together by the South Carolina Education Association.
Okay.
Okay. So a bunch of teachers at different schools, they all put on requests for what do they need for school projects. They need X amount of dollars to take their kids on this field trip. They need this much for that, that much for books, blah, 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 right? Well, Stephen decided to surprise the people of his state this past Thursday, and he made an announcement that he would fund every single existing grant request on that crowdfunding website. This comes to the tune of $800,000.
Oh my God.
And he is taking care of over 800 teachers at 375 schools, and this encompasses 1,000 different projects.
That is incredible.
He partnered with a group called Share Fair Nation and another company called ScanSource, and they funded all of this.
$800,000 he put out of his own money.
Yeah, basically.
And they fund all these projects.
Yep, yep. And it happens to be Teachers Appreciation Week. So isn't that a beautiful coincidence?
Wow, that is really cool. I mean, I love to see things like that. Those are stories that I'd love to hear, because these are guys that obviously have done very well for themselves. Well, and for them to give back like that, it's just incredible.
And a lot of the projects that teachers request are things that have been cut out of the arts.
Yeah.
In schools, you know, that's the first thing they cut out is music and art and all the field trips and,
yep,
you know, the fun and exciting things that make going to school fun.
Let me tell you, if I didn't have art class
you'd
in
have been
school,
gone.
I would have been gone.
You'd have dropped out in kindergarten.
Yeah, I would have been gone because that was my creative outlet, you know, is to be able to have an art class. So, you know, and music class, you know, those are things that always get cut out first. So I think it's a great, great thing that he's done.
Totally, totally. Another, I thought, really interesting story that really opened my eyes for a moment. Like, I read this and went, wow, geez, you don't even think about that. This cancer survivor woman created her own line of greeting cards, and she says, "This is the line of cards I wish I had received when I had cancer. One example of the card is, 'I'm really sorry I haven't been in touch, but I didn't know what to say.'"
That is really...
She says, "Most of us really struggle great. To find the right words in the face of a friend or loved one's major health crisis. People don't know what to say to us when we're sick or how to get around making us feel better and not saying the wrong things."
Yeah.
So she decided to come up with a line of greeting cards. She makes a donation to the Cancer Fund. And this is her way of helping people to cope with their friends and family who are sick.
That is awesome.
I thought that was a really cool thing.
No, I love it when these people that have really... they see a need for something. They're like, you know what? I always wanted this, so why don't I just create it? And you know, that should inspire anybody out there. If there's something that you've ever desired or said, I wish they could do this, or why can't they just make something like this? Go out and make it. I think that's what Shark Tank is so exciting. You know?
Better call me an artistic journey, and we'll get it done for you.
Well, there you
uh-huh.
go. Yeah.
And
well,
then
I mean,
there's
you
that.
Know, you've been able to do a lot of things like that where people just have these great ideas because they just basically see a need of something that they want. And they don't know how to get it, so they just create it themselves.
I get crazy sketches on napkins most of the time saying, "This is my idea. How do I do it?" Ta-da.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. Yeah. Hand me a crazy idea on a napkin.
Get it started.
So this other kid, fabulous young man, this is a Chinese student who has spent the last 3 years giving piggyback rides to his disabled best friends. 12 times a day, he picks up this young man who's the same size as him, mind you, and puts him on his back and takes him from class to class so that he can get fully educated and does not miss a class. He carries his friends, literally, there's like 4 flights of stairs to get to this kid's classes, and he carries this friend on his back to make sure that he gets to every single one of his classes and doesn't miss his education because of his disability.
Wow.
How cool is that? These kids are 17 and 18 years old.
And so he's got his back.
He's got his back,
man. That's so inspiring. And, you know, to see those pictures of him just carrying him around, it's like he's a full kid.
He's been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
They became best friends 3 years ago.
Wow.
And he's been carrying this kid up and down these 3 and 4 flights of stairs 12 times a day.
Yeah, and it looks like they don't have wheelchair accessibility
exactly
in this school, so it looks like they have to go up 3 or 4 flights of stairs just to get to class.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, I love it. So I got one last story I want to tell.
Okay.
This one just tickles my funny bone, and I think my dad would have totally done the same thing had he thought of it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so this gentleman had cancer, and he passed away. And this is a story from Europe. And his name was Roger Brown. He knew he was coming close to death, so he took time to surprise 7 of his longtime friends. And when I say longtime, 40 years, 7 guys were friends. Never missed a beat. This guy was the glue who kept the 7 friends together for 40 years.
Okay.
So what he did was he left a check for each of them for $5,400 with the explicit directions to a specific holiday weekend that they must all go share together and cheer for him. Okay?
Okay.
So it took 3 years for the 7 guys to be able to all take the time off together and go fulfill this deed. But they just did it. Recently. And so they left this message. "We would like to formally apologize to Roger's 2 sons, Sam and Jack, for taking away some of their inheritance. But we do believe that Roger approved of everything we wasted that weekend." I thought that was really cool. You know, that's a really cool thing to do. I'm sure the guys were devastated to lose their main chief. And for them to actually make the effort to do what his last wish was for all of his friends and do that cheering on. I think it's twofold. I think it was great on the friends part, and I think it was great on the seven guys part to fulfill the dream for him, because you know he's up there watching them, so he was probably partying all weekend with them in Wales. How much fun is that?
That's great.
And then he apologized to the kids. That's hysterical. Sorry, we spent some of your inheritance, boys, but we had a damn good time.
Hey, that's what your dad wanted.
That's what he wanted. He would have approved. We spent most of it on beer, and the rest we just wasted, and we knew that's what he would have wanted, it says. So, Roger Brown, rest in peace, my friend. Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On May 9th, we have Stage Benefit, STAGE. It's a benefit for AIDS. If you haven't listened to their interview, check out the archived page and listen to what Stage is about. That's going to be in Beverly Hills. Also on May 9th is the Scandal-less Pre-Mother's Day Brunch in Sherman Oaks, California.
And we're going to hear all about that later on today. Hey, and on May 14th and 15th, it's a positive business conference in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And on May 14th to the 17th, it's the first annual Malibu Guitar Festival. And this event is helping the Boys and Girls Club, Little Kids Rock, and Malibu Special Education Fund.
You can join Tony and I from May 15th to the 17th at the Shakti Fest at the Joshua Tree. We'll be there with Humanitarian Radio interviewing all the great things going on there. And then also on May 30th, it's the 10th annual Happy House Annual Poker Tournament. That's with our friend Bart Simpson, otherwise known as Nancy Cartwright. Listen, we have this event and many, many more all the way through the end of the year. So if you're looking for something great and positive to do, check out the events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook. Hey, so we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with the Ladies of Scandalous. Stay tuned.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. Okay, and so we are back, and we're here with Dana Williams of Total Exposé and Jocelyn Crawford from Kairos Customs, and they together as a team are putting on this fabulous event we've been telling you about, and I want to welcome the ladies and hear what they have to say about the excitement going on this weekend. Hi, girls. How are you?
We're great.
Yay.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, we are too. We wanted to tell all our listeners what exactly is going on this weekend and give them an opportunity to buy tickets and come and support you. So why don't you first explain what the event is?
Dana.
Okay, we'll have Dana speak first, I guess, Dana.
Okay, I'll tell it. Okay, so Jocelyn and I decided a couple years ago that we were going to get together and do an event together. So we thought about doing something special for a lot of our friends who are celebrity and prominent moms who are really, really, really making things happen, you know, on a big scale in their workplace, mm-hmm. but also, you know, handling things at home. And a lot of these, you know, celebrity and prominent and influential moms, you know, they have 3, 4, 5 kids, and they've had, like, really, really extenuating circumstances that people wouldn't ordinarily know about.
Right.
And then, you know, and then they also maintain these wonderful careers that people look on the outside and say, oh, wow, they're doing really good. But, you know, deep down, they're like, hey, this is good, but I'm really working hard to make this happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we wanted to celebrate them, and thus came the Scandal-less lunch. And I wanted to do a scandal-themed lunch, and then Jocelyn said, hey, let's make Mother's Day scandal-less. So we want to make it really, like, totally carefree, and you can come, you can wear what you want, you can be who you want,
yeah,
and you can enjoy massages and manicures and wonderful swag bags and eat whatever you want and have as much champagne as you like and really have a good...
Let your hair night. Down. Just relax.
Yeah.
Chill
yeah,
and have
yeah,
a great exactly. day.
And right, and I enjoyed the play on words because, you know, unfortunately, when you think of a large room of women, it might not always be a pleasurable experience, especially with reality TV nowadays.
Right, right.
But I said, let's put a twist on scandalous, L-O-U-S, and do it scandal, L-E-S-S, without scandal. You know, that
yeah.
we can all come together and enjoy each other's company and laugh and, you know, share stories about motherhood. We can do some great networking. So that is kind of what happened on top of the whole craziness behind the TV series Scandal and how fabulous Kerry Washington is with her oversized wine glasses and
right.
her very stylish trench coats and designer shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we said, let's kind of play on Scandal, but make it scandalous. And here we are with our second year of doing the pre-Mother's Day Scandalous Brunch.
And now, how do you go about picking who you are going to honor as Gladiator Moms?
Well, we sit down and we say, you know, who do we have that are either close friends or either clients of Dana's, or I must say I'm very lucky to have a wonderful husband who has a lot of connections, celebrity and non. So
nice.
We kind of just jot down a list and we look over, you know, some things that these women are doing, you know, within their lives and we kind of figure out. And, of course, it's who's available, but it's so many women that are doing, you know, a plethora of amazing things that this event can live on forever and ever. We just thought we would honor two, and eventually we would like to open it up to those moms that may have gone back to college and also raising children, the single mom. So we're thinking of opening it up to, you know, two celebrity honorees
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, an everyday mom that's just out there being a gladiator.
Right, right.
Well, and I think, you know, just coming from a male perspective, I know that moms already have a big enough job as it is, but then to be a celebrity mom and to also be somewhat scrutinized depending on how you're raising your child and then have a career on top of it. So, you know,
it's a lot of
they're
pressure.
Wearing a lot of, yeah, they have a lot of pressure on them. And I think it's really interesting to look at that perspective because most people would think, well, she's a celebrity mom, so she has
she's
everything.
She's got it made.
She's got it taken care of, but
yeah.
you still
I mean,
have to raise your child.
Well, Tony, even think about Simone Smith, who's our honoree this year, LL Cool J's wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, she's a cancer survivor. She has four children.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, her kid just, her son, I believe, just graduated from college last year. You know, they have a regular household, you know, but
right.
a celebrity status. And they have to deal with real
right.
issues just the same way that we did. And she dealt with that. And then from that, she launched her jewelry line, which is amazing. And so, and even last year, Shawnee O'Neill, our honoree from last year, Shaq's former wife, you know, she's raising five kids. You know, they all have different things that they're doing. The son has a T-shirt that he just launched, and the daughter has this going on. And so she's doing all of that, as well as being executive producer for VH1 Basketball Live.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's amazing, you know, and people do not have a clue of what really goes on in the lives of a celebrity because they only see what the television is going to show them. One of the reasons that we started this radio show was because we wanted to, Tony was up for Humanitarian of the Year and he was up against Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck had,
oh, wow.
that year, Ben had given out $4 million to a specific charity. But at the week that the announcement was launched, he was on the front page of the Inquirer that he had been cheating on his wife. And it just so irritated me that, geez, nobody's announcing that this guy gave out $4 million to help children heal. They only talk about the smut stuff that isn't even true. And so that's what inspired me to even start the show so that we could feature people that are doing really great things that you never, ever hear that side of the story. You never hear the great things people are doing, specifically celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Shawnee's involved with a lot of things, and as is Simone Smith. Now, Simone Smith is involved with, of course, the cancer, you know, cancer. She gives back part of the proceeds from her jewelry line, helps cancer patients.
Nice.
And so she's giving back in that way, because, of course, she is a cancer survivor, so she knows what it's like to have to deal in that way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
See, and it's
and then our other honoree is Tagada Ulmer, who mm-hmm. is the wife of Bishop Ulmer of Faithful Central Bible Church, and they have 5 granddaughters. They have, you know, 3 children. She travels the world with her husband. She's a first lady. That's a lot to put on your shoulders, and she handles it with grace. She also teaches classes within the church, so it just shows you that motherhood and the responsibilities of it can run the gamut. Rather,
yeah.
If you're a celebrity or none, we all balance. We all have mommy guilt. You know,
let's
even
just
a lot
add,
of our celebrity moms.
Let's add, Dana,
you know,
that she's been doing this for 30 years, too. She's been in that church for 30 years doing this and raising children and grandchildren and traveling and all that stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
That's absolutely.
Really
so
impressive.
So we just, you know, we said, let's figure out a way to celebrate all of these gladiator moms the day before Mother's Day. Because on Mother's Day, we figured, you know, Sunday morning, a lot of people go to church in the morning.
Right.
Or they spend time with their own mother, or you're with your spouse and your children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not any alone time for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we love our spouses, we love our children, you know.
Of course.
But every now and then, mommy do need a break. So we said, let's do it the day before. So our event will always be the day before Mother's Day.
Awesome.
And where we can get together, we can enjoy each other and eat and get pampered. We have a masseuse company called Manly Hands that will come and give our lady chair massages. We have OPI Nail Polish sent us 150 bottles of nail polish and sponsored our mini nail bar.
Fun.
So we have a lot of national companies behind us that are very excited. They see our vision. Ecos, who is eco-friendly, they have eco-friendly products. They
mm-hmm.
sent us laundry detergent for all of our moms. Yes, we all do laundry. Yes, we need free laundry detergent.
Right.
You know, why not? So
how cool is that?
Included in the ticket price, you know, we have swag bags that are stuffed. We have so many companies backing us. We have a massage that's included, a manicure. On the 30 restaurant is where it will be. It's on Ventura Boulevard. The food there is amazing. They're providing unlimited food, bottomless mimosas. It's like a mommy's dream.
And let's just let people know that Ventura Boulevard, this is in Sherman Oaks in California, because we have people listening all over the country and all over the world. So we're talking about an event in
Absolutely.
California. And it is this Saturday, May 9th. And the event itself is from 12 to 4. And how much are tickets and how do they get tickets?
The tickets are $75. Yes. And Dana, you want to give them the link?
Yes, it is scandalous.brownpapertickets.com. Very easy.
Scandalous.brownpapertickets.com. Okay.
Yep. And scandalous. Remember, it's not LOUS. It's LESS.
Exactly.
A lack of scandal.
Yes. Without fun, without scandal.
Love it. Right. Love it. So tell me, what do you think is going to be the highlight of the event? Like, you had this event last year and you were telling us off air that you had planned on having about 40 women and you ended up with 125. So that had to be exciting in itself.
Yes. It was
very
amazing.
Exciting.
Yeah. The energy there is amazing. It's actually entrepreneurial in spirit, but not really. It's like we're all very, you know, we're all businesswomen, we're all doing things, but at the same time, we're all human beings, and that's what we love about it, is that people come, and you might see this person on television, but for that day, they're having a conversation with 2 women that they just met that day, they're exchanging numbers, and, you know, they said, hey, you know what, oh my gosh, I like this about you, well, you know, what do? You do this for that? I mean, it's just a natural flow of what it is that we naturally do. It's like we get together and do what we as women naturally do, which is connect, you know, and make things happen and have a good time.
Yeah, I'm really excited for our everyday moms to get in the same room and to be able to network and have conversation with, you know, our celebrity moms and, you know, just enjoy each other. They're all guards are down. Even Shawnee O'Neal last year, she mentioned how, you know, the room, it felt like a breath of fresh air just to have all women there enjoying each other and laughing. And, you know, it was just an awesome feeling.
That's an amazing compliment.
I'm excited. Yes, it really is. And hence why we said we're going to do it again. And this will continue. So we can't wait to honor our future moms, Gladiator moms, and just open to see what the future holds for us.
Well, we are very excited for you guys, and we're delighted to be part of it, have you on our show, and we're going to get the pleasure of coming there and watching your amazing event, taking pictures and doing interviews. And so next week on our show, we're going to talk all about how awesome you guys are and what a spectacular success your event was. And I'm really, really happy that we were able to connect and that we are able to be part of your excitement.
Yay, we are
thank
so
you
honored
so much.
To have you.
We're so
absolutely.
Excited.
Absolutely, yes. We're honored to have you. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
And, so, yeah, thank you.
Ladies, get your tickets. Don't miss this show. Mother's Day, you might have something to do. This is the day before. Pamper yourself. Get your girlfriends, get your adult children. Get some tickets and show up and come say hi to Dana and Jocelyn and myself and the stars being honored. And we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you this coming Saturday.
Yay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So we're going to take a brief moment for our sponsor, and we're going to be right back with Matt Diamond talking about the Malibu Guitar Festival. Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers. If you need repairs, modifications, or restorations of your modern or vintage tube amps, check out Gilman Amplifiers on Facebook. That's G-I-L-M-A-N Amplifiers. All right, and we're back, and we're here with Matt Diamond, and Matt is one of the organizers for the Malibu Guitar Festival. Matt, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you know, I love the concept of what you guys are doing. From what I understand, this is the first time that you're doing an event like this, and there are three charities that you are getting behind to help raise money. It's the Boys and Girls Club, Little Kids Rock, and the Malibu Special Education Fund. Tell us a little bit about how you guys came up with the concept of doing a Malibu Guitar Festival and how you chose these three charities.
Well, you know, I'm a longtime Malibu resident, concert producer, promoter, run recording studios, just kind of been involved with every aspect of music and entertainment. And Malibu is my home, it's my front yard, backyard. And, you know, I've been friends with Doug DeLuca, who's the co-executive producer of The Jimmy Kimmel Show, you know, just a music advocate and lover as well. We met at a Lucas Nelson show that I was producing in Venice, Willie Nelson's son. And this was about 8 years ago, and he said, Matt, you know, I'd love to do a festival. I said, I want to do one too. So we've talked over the years, and about a year ago, he said, you know, I'm talking to a buddy, John Watkins, who's a, you know, Emmy Award-winning television producer as well. These guys both have television backgrounds. And he said, we have this idea about the Malibu Guitar Festival. I said, that's a great idea, being that, you know, we know a lot of the biggest guitar players in the world. I've grown up with a lot of their kids, and he said, would you like to produce this with us? I said, you know, I gladly said yes. And we talked about philanthropic aspects, as I feel every business entity moving forward from now to eternity should have a philanthropic aspect.
Absolutely.
Conscious capitalism is the way to go. So we immediately started wrapping our minds around it. We started feeling out venues. We were going to go for a larger venue, you know, start big. And I got my politics on. I went all around town, Kansas City, talked to all the politics, the heads of all the departments, you know, just let them know what we're going to do.
Right.
Everyone really took to it and loved the concept. It's a beautiful, it's an easy fit. It's a great concept. Then we started big, and then, you know, realistically, after getting going down the line, we figured I would maybe start a little bit smaller the first year, because we had big plans for the first year. So now we're doing a little more realistic footprint, and we've come up with three local venues. And we've come up with those three charities to support, and we're looking at a beautiful event.
Well, I want to say that your smaller venue is actually pretty big. For this being your downscaled event.
And you're doing 3 days.
You've got a lot going on for a downscaled event, my friend. Well done on the organization. So talk about where the locations are that people are able to come and see, and how they can get involved, and how they can get tickets, and you know exactly what is going to happen on the 3 days.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it's May 14th to the 17th, which is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets, www.MalibuGuitarFestival.com. Go on the website, see exactly what we're all about, who's performing, and how to get tickets. So I'll kind of go through the rundown of the event. Thursday, we kick off. It's the former Malibu Inn, but there's a new local restaurant, Malibu family, called the Escobar. So it's Casa Escobar at the Malibu Inn. That's Thursday night. We're looking at members of KISS performing, Randy Jackson from American Idol, Robbie Krieger from The Doors. We're working on some other special guest artists to come on board. This is Thursday night. Tickets are $200. You can get tables for $800. All proceeds go to our three organizations.
Mm-hmm.
We will have the guitar sponsors. They will have vendor booths displaying all their guitars, and we will be auctioning off some beautiful, rare guitars. And that's Thursday night at Casa Escobar. We move to Friday. Friday starts in the evening at the Malibu Lumberyard, which is in the Cross Creek area. It's a mall. There's a local restaurant, Cafe Habana, that's really popular, owned by Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford. So it's a hot spot, the Malibu Lumberyard. This is featuring local Malibu bands and Hollywood alternative bands, you know, the hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great. Same thing, vendor booths, displaying guitars. We'll have an artist lounge. People can eat and drink at Cafe Habana, Casamigos Tequila. And they are going to play all day from 12 noon till 10 at night. So that's that format. Then about 9:30, you know, Casa Escobar starts. So there's a little bit of overlapping. And that starts the good night of music. Local mm-hmm. bands as well. We have Lenny from Tower of Power. Goldsmith, his sons are in that band, Simon Dawes. So, and then we have the Malibus, fronted by John and Betty. They're kind of like the Beach Boys of New Jersey, and they've been in Malibu. And we put them on all the local shows. They open up for Dick Dale, a lot of my local shows. And then the headlining act to be announced, this special surprise. Then we jump to Saturday, same exact thing at the Malibu Lumberyard, 12 to 10. And sorry, a correction, Friday at the Lumberyard, 6 to 10, not 12 to 10.
Okay.
Saturday, 12 to 10, and then back to Casa Escobar. We have Stone Age, local blues band, and then we have Heidecker and Wooder, which are a comedy duo. They're really well known in the comedy world. So we're kind of crossing over. We're going to try and get Tenacious D, and you know, Doug DeLuca has a comedy background. So we kind of like the idea of these some comedic bands, and
sure.
We're trying to go for John C. Reilly. So I think in the future we'll blend more of that. Who knows? Maybe we'll blend comedy into this festival, because the goal is it becomes like a Southwest or a Sturgis for guitars. You know, the goal is all over Malibu will be, every venue will be guitars. So then that's Saturday night. Now we jump to Sunday, and it's a big kind of headlining festival. This is the Malibu Village. We're calling it the Malibu Village Backlot. And this is just still in Cross Creek area. It's really nice. It's right next to the little river. Kind of reminds me of Costa Rica. You know, we have artists like Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner. We have Orianti, who's like, she's just this ripping, adorable little blonde. She plays for Michael Jackson, everybody. She's dating Richie Sambora.
Oh, yeah, I know her. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get Richie to sit in. We have Steve Ferroni, who is Tom Petty's drummer. He's got a band. We have Mike Campbell, who is Tom Petty's guitar player. He has a band, Mike Campbell, the Dirty Knobs. So we have North of Nine, which is Randy Jackson's band. We have Dale Watson coming from Austin. And we have the White Buffalo, who's just a local hometown legend. And so, you know, and within it, we have a scheduled all-star jam at the end of the night. So the hope is, you know, we'll get Sambora, we'll get all these people on stage together. We got the Dawes kids, local Malibu guys will come sit in, and you just never know who's going to show up. It's Malibu, and you can see anybody, you know. I know Neil Young's in town these days. You just never know who's going to show up at all of our events. We have a VIP lounge. You know, we have a great outside bar. We have a VIP viewing deck. We have vendors. Tickets to that are $35 for the day, $100 for the VIP, which gets you VIP lounge, as well as the VIP viewing deck. And again, all tickets, MalibuGuitarFestival.com. We encourage pre-sale, but people can, of course, to any one of our venues, walk up and buy tickets the day of. And there you go, Malibu Guitar Festival 2015.
You know, I want to say for our listeners, just you don't have to be a guitar nut to really enjoy a festival like this, because you have so much variety of music and variety of stars who have put their own bands together, and such a unique group of events over the 3 days that the name Malibu Guitar Festival might lead, you know, a mom with her teenage kids to not go to something like that. But I definitely want to encourage everybody to look at it as a fabulous music festival.
Let me just tell you real quick, if Kevin Costner is there, I'm sure any mom with three kids would like to go see him. Just to see him in person, but to see him sing is really interesting. I didn't realize he was even in a band or even had a band until I went to the Malibu Guitar Festival and saw a video of him. So that was a surprise to me. Do you know how long has Kevin had a band? Do you know?
Yeah, I saw Kevin perform at a NASCAR event about 8 years ago.
Oh, wow. So he's been doing it a while.
You know, the thing is with entertainers are entertainers. Most
right.
Actors and musicians, most musicians are actors. You're
exactly.
An entertainer is an entertainer. So everyone, a lot of actors, go on online and look up actors with bands, and you'll see. There's
probably a million of them. So if someone
yeah.
can't make it to the event, can they still donate?
You know, that's a great question. Right now, it's really specifically event-oriented. That's a good question. I know definitely next year we'll have that, and I think you just came up with a great idea. Maybe we'll allow that option as well.
Throw a donation spot on your website or something like that.
Yeah, and real quick, I just want to make mention to, again, the three organizations that you guys are supporting are the Boys and Girls Club, which everyone really knows about. Little Kids Rock, I just looked that up, and what they do is they were formed in Jersey, I guess, and New Jersey. And what they do is they donate lessons to underprivileged kids, music lessons, which I think is a great, great cause. And the Malibu Special Education Fund, I didn't get a chance to look them up. Can you tell me just a little bit about what they do?
They do, again, just kids with needs, special needs. They make sure they get the
care they need.
They make sure they get the needs that they need.
I like it.
Put it on a t-shirt. We give them the needs that they need.
I like it. That's a good slogan.
Vote for me. The needs.
Excellent, Matt. Well, I love the fact that you took some time to let us know and let our listeners know about this great event that's going on. We'll definitely be there in attendance.
We'd love to interview you after this event and see how you feel about how it went and what your thoughts are on you know, the great things that happened over these 3 days.
Yeah, definitely. Would definitely love to. And, you know, I think parting, you know, leaving off on a good note, it's just sending out to the world that, you know, everybody should get involved in an organization, whatever it may be. And, you know, I support many. And it feels good. Once you get involved with one, it's an addiction, and it feels good to help others and bring smiles to people's faces. And, you know, life is all about the balance, and it's very important to give. And it's self-rewarding, and it's such a good feeling. And I think every single business should have a give-back component. And that's to two parts. That's one, humanitarian, and that's two, environmental. And I think all of us as citizens of the world, it's our responsibility to teach, to educate, and to practice this practice, and that's what's up.
Dude, I think people are going to think we paid you to say that, because that's what we've been preaching on this station for a few years now. Exactly.
Well,
that.
You know,
we're in that same vein, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I have another festival that I'm working on, that I'm producing. It's called Electric Native. And Electric Native is everything I just discussed, but it's super hip. It's kind of an alternative Coachella.
Excellent.
But it focuses on wellness and yoga and a lot of, like, you know, it's wellness in the day and get your groove on at night, but it kind of encompasses all that. So that's something I can plug too, is Electric Native, and that's a new boutique brand of festivals that I'm going to hopefully get going in all the beautiful spots. And I got that coming up at Joshua Tree, October 16th
Excellent.
To the 18th.
15th to the 18th. Great. And, you know, we'll put that on our events page as well as this, the Malibu event, so that people can keep an eye that it's coming at, you know, coming in October, so they can plan accordingly.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's great to know, because these are the things that people that our audience wants to know about. These are the events that people want to know about that listen to our station.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys can follow up with me, because I have some really amazing, interesting components to that with philanthropic. It's actually just very cutting edge. Very cool. Yeah, so I'd love to do a follow-up interview with you guys in like a month or so.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Excellent, Matt. Well, maybe we'll see you Thursday night. Will you be there Thursday night at Escobar?
I will be there every single night.
Excellent. Okay, well, we will try to catch up with you. Again, have a great event, and thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you guys so much. All the best.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Thanks. So be sure to check out at least one, if not all three, shows for the first annual Malibu Guitar Festival. We're going to play a song right now from St. Tone. This is a song called Love Is On E.
You are riding round on E. See red instead of green. Too much tension, yeah, on your mind. Come see me and I'll give you a ride. 'Cause I am my way, you did a gift. Little of love can give you a lift. I've got love in my soul. Funky and you don't know why. Could be the lack of love that's flowing through your life. Step up to my bump and I'll give you what I got. I'm gonna keep love flowing till it reach the top. I'm gonna fill your heart with all I've got to give. For my love expands every little kiss. So look me up, yeah, when you're running low. 'Cause when your love's all full, the good times always roll.
Love is on.
right. So once again, that was Saint Tone with a song called Love Is On E. If you want to check out some other songs, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.